Laura Jane Grace, founder of Against Me, is on the phone, playing Union Hall with her band, Tuesday, July 14th. And how does it feel to be touring back in Canada?
I always really look forward to coming to Canada and really enjoy touring there, especially during the summer as opposed to the winter. I feel like we've been through there a fair amount of times during like January or February, which is like the shows are always good, but the weather around it, not so much.
On Canada Day, I saw you tweeted Happy Canada Day to your Canadian friends. Is there any bands in that list of Canadian friends you might want to let us know about?
Of course. I mean, you know, Billy Talent, I always think of the tour we did with them a couple years back was probably one of the just the best tours we've ever done as a band. It was just super fun. Our friends in July Talk, they're another one I would name mention.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're in Winnipeg, so you can't not mention Propagandhi.
Wow, I love that you have this connection with July Talk. Here at Sonic, we are big July Talk fans. In fact, they won a contest where our listeners voted them as their favorite band of the radio station.
They're incredible. I mean, like, just an incredible band, especially live, you know? I mean, like, just unparalleled as performers.
You're touring in support of Transgender Dysphoria Blues, an important album. It took me to a place so close, I felt, to the heart of these issues. I don't know what the question is, but is this your proudest accomplishment?
I don't know. I wouldn't put so much weight on it personally. You know, I think it'd be hard to think about it in that way. I'll take that as a compliment for sure. And it's definitely a record I'm proud of. And I think most artists you ask, they're always going to say their most recent work is what they're most proud of, you know, because you feel like it's the culmination of all the years before it.
The Rolling Stone article came out in 2012. You publicly came out as a transgender woman. That was not that long ago. But it feels like we're living in a completely new culture. Caitlyn Jenner taking it to massive peaks with a whole new audience now, just 3 years later.
No, for sure. When it comes to transgender visibility especially, you know, I find it's a different world. You know, I find that things have definitely changed for the better, and I hope that continues, you know. Because ultimately, like, visibility just leads to understanding and education, you know.
Absolutely. I know you were just on the Marc Maron WTF podcast.
I was, yeah.
Listeners learn a lot from those recordings, and I'm curious, where do chats like that compare to getting on stage every night and expressing yourself that way?
Oh, I mean, it's totally different. Like, you know, with that in particular, I was familiar with the name. I knew of Marc Maron, and I knew of his podcast, but I honestly had never listened to it before, so going into it, I didn't want to change that or, like, do research or anything, so I just went into it as, you know, going to have a conversation with somebody in their garage, which essentially it is. You know, you go over to Mark's house and you go in his garage and you sit down and just have a chat, you know. So that to me, like, you know, you just ignore the fact that microphones are rolling and you just have a conversation with somebody. That's like worlds apart from getting up on stage. I mean, getting up on stage is a performance and it's a really, really physical thing too. And, you know, a lot of sweat, a lot of burning muscles.
Did you know when you did the interview that the president of the United States was just there a week before?
No, I did not. That's crazy, though.
I love that. I love that. Okay, yeah, so the live album, 23 Live Sex Acts, September 3rd. Is there a song in the set that you look forward to playing most every night?
Lately, the song True Trans Soul Rebels. But, like, I think that the live record in general is really representative to us of, like, the kind of dream set list. You know, we made sure that it was a set list that was, like, all the songs that get reactions from the crowd and that the, you know, crowd asks to hear. So that's, like, kind of our idea of a dream show.
A little word association, if you don't mind.
Okay.
How about a guy named Connor McDavid?
No idea. Is this embarrassing? Am I embarrassing myself yet?
No. He's an 18-year-old hockey player the Oilers just picked up. And our city is this little hockey bubble that I was curious if it reached you as well.
Oh, no, don't, please, hockey fans need not take offense because I wouldn't know a name from any sport that you'd mention. I'm not really that big on sports, so.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, I know of.
And any thoughts on this presidential run?
I think it's kind of a joke.
And ultimately, that's where it lies. It'll just be, it'll burn out in media, and that's the last of it.
Yeah, it's just kind of like that circus starting up that happened 4 years ago and happened 8 years ago. You know, where at first you have all these people coming out saying they're running for president, whether that's Donald Trump or the guy who founded Papa John's Pizza or whatever. Then, you know, like, slowly those people, like, die off, and it is always unfortunately narrowed down to, like, a two-party thing, usually, and then your choice is between that. So we'll see what happens, you know?
Thank you, Laura Jane Grace, for taking the time to do the phone chat with us. One of my favorite bands ever. Looking forward to seeing them Tuesday, July 14th. It could be tonight, depending when you listen to this, over at Union Hall. Ticket info through the website, sonic1029.com.